For researchers at K-State's Wheat Genetic Resource Center, it's all about the genes. Using powerful new tools like gene editing, these scientists are taking a molecular look at how to reverse engineer nature's survival of the fittest in the laboratory to improve disease resistance, increase yield and protein quality, and even reduce gluten toxicity for individuals with celiac disease. Gene editing is essentially just another way of generating new genetic diversity in wheat or in any other crop, said Edward Okunoff, K-State Distinguished Professor of Wheat Genome Diversity and Evolution. And genetic diversity is one of the foundations of crop improvement. Breeders are always trying to bring new genetic diversity in their breeding programs, and they achieve it using various approaches. Okunoff recently talked with Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations, for an episode of Wheat's on Your Mind podcast. The pair discussed the technologies now available to speed up the wheat breeding process and how scientists are leveraging ancient genes to improve modern-day wheat. Okunoff and Harries discussed the differences between the tools wheat researchers now have at their disposal, including transgenics. The commonality is they start by looking at a plant at the genetic level. Breeders will generally look at things like specific physical traits when they're crossing plants to create new varieties, Harries said, but you're going even smaller. You're looking at genes. Okunoff has been working to knock out genes that negatively impact traits, like the ones that control size. When that specific regulator is knocked out, the loss of function improves the trait, in this case, increasing grain size by 10 to 20%. First identified in rice, this same gene found in wheat called GW2 not only increases kernel size and plumpness, but also improves protein content. Identifying the exact function of a gene like GW2 is critical to the success of this work, especially since most genes in wheat have at least 3 copies of the genome. Researchers are using a similar sequence and test process to identify genes and traits from wild wheat relatives that could improve commercial wheat varieties. The Wheat Genetics Resource Center maintains a gene bank of more than 2,500 wheat ancestors and 2,200 cytogenetic stocks, a collection of seeds from wheat relatives of bred wheat along the historic and modern wheat breeding lines. Genetic editing tools substantially decrease the difficulty and time required to make these crosses. Researchers can more quickly screen wild relatives for genes that affect disease resistance, quality, yield, or adaptation to drought stress and heat stress. When researchers can test whether those same genes are present in modern wheat lines or if they can be molecularly adjusted with CRISPR technology to achieve those same traits, while these lines are not yet available, promising results are just on the horizon. Whether researchers are looking to improve agronomic traits, apply what colleagues have learned by working with other crops, test for similar traits in wild relatives, or even reduce toxicity, there is no doubt scientists like Okunoff are still unlocking the potential of what technology like CRISPR will provide to wheat farmers, millers, bakers, and consumers. Listen to the full discussion with Okunoff or learn more about other research funded in part by Kansas wheat farmers through the State Wheat Checkoff by checking out other episodes of Wheat's on Your Mind at kswheat.com/podcast. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.